WGNS, Murfreesboro. This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
It's time for the Rutherford Home Show here on News Radio WGNS with your hosts Dean Higby of South Branch Nursery and Dave Gober with F&B Mortgage. A focus on everything you need to know about your home, from buying to selling to improving your home's value. You'll get the latest on the Rutherford County real estate market, helpful lawn and garden tips, plus much more. Now your hosts of the Rutherford Home Show, Dave Gober and Dean Higby.
All right, welcome to the Rutherford Home Show here in the studios of WGNS. Having a great Saturday. On the way in, I was able to go around the square. It's still active with the farmer's market going on, and ran into a couple of friends walking across the street and talked to them. So, pretty good day outside. Pretty good weather. It's going to be hot this weekend as we get back into school and get back in the swing of things. Football's less than 30 days away, which is good news. Special season for MTSU with Rick Stocksell and his son Brent. So anyway, a lot of good things coming down the way can't believe we're halfway through the year already.
More than halfway.
Yeah, and there's Dean Higby from South Branch. Dean, how you doing today?
Doing pretty good. It's a beautiful day.
It is. I'm in the office a lot, so I really enjoy getting out. And like I called a friend of mine today, I'll just tell you, it's Scoggins, who's on the radio with us a few times. And I said, "What you doing?" He said, "Just riding around town with my windows down and the music blaring." And I said, "Well, that's good." And I said, "There ain't nothing better than that." He said, "Yeah, but then this stupid phone rings."
Yeah, so he's still got a flip phone thing.
I know. But, yeah, it's good to get out and roll down the windows. And I mean, I roll down the windows. My kids are like, "What are you doing? It's hot outside." But enjoy the weather. Enjoy the good weekend we're going to have here. I think we're rain-free pretty much.
Always a chance of rain here lately. It's just, where does it go? It's little patches here and there and pop-ups. But we finally did get some rain earlier this week. And where we are specifically, it would be raining on one side of on town, and then you go the other side and it would have a drop. And there at our store on South Church Street, we literally went almost 3 weeks without a drop of rain when it was hitting everywhere else. It was just kind of like a little dry pocket there. So we were glad to see it. And then we got some the other night, but it is that time of year where, at least we haven't had those huge summer thunderstorms. Like,
We haven't had severe weather lately. Not any like we used to. It looks like, or it seemed like there for a while, we were like every couple months or weeks. Don't like severe weather, of course. But anyway.
You always can talk about the weather. It's something to always talk about because it's ever-changing and it's ever unpredictable.
It's the only job you can get wrong and still keep.
Yeah, you can miss the
the whole thing, and you can
You really can't plan by what you hear. If you did that, I mean, a lot of times we wouldn't get a lot done. But
it's still funny.
We have to still load up the trucks and prepare for battle every day, and sometimes it's it doesn't work out. You get just totally wrong and have to bring everybody back in, and there's an expense to that, but more times than not we do pretty good at predicting our own forecast by looking at the radar and judging
the farmer's almanac. Everybody thinks that's so fascinating.
It's pretty good. I mean, I haven't read it in a while, but it's pretty accurate in a lot of ways. I think a lot of it's based off historic lunar things with the I mean, I'm getting out of my league here when I'm talking about this because I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. But it's a lot about, you know, where you are, what time, and, you know, how the planets line, you know, the shifting of the moon phases and things of that nature. And it is remarkably pretty accurate and predictable. But based on that, I do believe. But, I'm talking out of my element, so I don't know how accurate my perception of this is. But one thing, Dave, we haven't been in the studio for a while. Patrick, I thinks maybe we went on a month-long vacation. But we did some four or five shows there in a row, and they were all really good shows from Rob Mitchell and
David Hoke.
David Hoke and Mike Scoggins. You know, a lot of times it's hard for people to listen to a whole show from the beginning to the end that lasts an hour. And, you know, by doing those reruns, there's a lot in those shows that someone might have caught the first part of it, but then you tune in and you're able to catch the, you know, other right. substance in the show. And it allows us to actually have a Saturday to do things. But I haven't seen you since we did the Boys and Girls Club, Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, that was fun.
And, man, that was he walks up to our table and asks if we want a picture and tells us a joke, which we can't really mention on the air, but it was a funny joke. And I think it was Anita Pirtle's comment to him that led into that.
Yeah.
It was funny. But that was a – I had a really good time. And there was a – I mean, that just – the first time I've been in that building – not the building, but that venue at MTSU. What's the name of that?
The Student Union.
Student Union building. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was, 800 people there, something like that, on the table, just the tables alone.
Yeah.
And remarkable stories, you know. If you're, you know, Bradshaw fan or not, the guy's got a great attitude of life. And, you know, he's had some ups and downs, but it was really I enjoyed it a lot. And hats off to I know Wade Hay. I know there's so many people put a lot of work into that, but I know Wade probably better than anyone else that did it. And I know it was a success. I think that was the first time they ever did it in that venue.
Well, I think it's the first time they had a waiting list because of the guest speaker.
I don't know. I mean, they've had what?
That's what Wade told me.
Okay, well,
because
Steve Spurrier was a big speaker.
Yeah, I mean, they're not saying they're big speakers, but a lot of people wanted to see Terry Bradshaw.
I mean,
and I think because he touched so many lives, not only going back in the '60s and '70s, and you know, he's just a what do you call it, straight off the hip kind of.
Talker. Average guy, man. Blue collar. He's a blue collar man.
Well, the stories he told and the way he told them and the enthusiasm behind the, you know, the memories and, you know, and then the things that he learned during his childhood. I didn't know he was a big rancher. Had no idea he did cow ranching.
And quarter horses.
Yeah, had no
idea. The
Brahma
bulls.
Yeah.
But, you know, one thing that sticks in my mind is how his dad was a welder and his mom, you know, was a homemaker, and she would tell him, son, you're not going to grow up, you're not going to mount anything. And that's, you know, it kind of, you know, it's what parent tells their kid that, but that was the fuel that made him prove them wrong in a lot of ways. And then, you know, his dad, when he's saying he, you know, his dad wouldn't throw football with him, you know, that kind of. So you take somebody with that success that came from.
Imagine what if you did throw football and you did encourage him, where he could have been.
Well, imagine if he did that and then
right.
Based on that, he wouldn't have done that. You know, you never know what scenario.
A lot of times kids will do things that their parents didn't do for them. LeBron James is one of them. His dad didn't do a lot. So he said, you know, I'm not going to do that for my, I'm going to do everything that I wish my dad would have done for me. I'm going to go ahead and do those things for my child. I was fortunate enough that my dad did those things with me.
Yeah, me too. My dad coached my baseball teams.
And I enjoyed that. I wish my dad had a little more time to throw football. And you know, when you're sitting there as a kid and you go, "Hey, Dad, look at this." And he's like, "Yeah, I'm okay, go ahead." And I was like, "Dad, you're not looking." And he's looking at the paper and you're like, "Dad, come on, look." You know what I'm saying? Because they're trying to appease us, but yet they're trying to do their own thing. You know, it's big for a kid. And those Boys and Girls Clubs around the world, around the country, provide that attention that sometimes that parents aren't able to give because they're working two jobs to make ends meet.
Or we're in so many families as one parent, you know.
One parent, right. That's what it's like. Mom has to work two jobs. But anyway, I was a product of the Boys and Girls Club for about two summers. I had to go there when I lived with my mom, who was single in Nashville. And I gained a lot of perspective in the fact that, you know, I'm not the only child or I'm not the only kid that had a, you know, a need to want to be with their dad more or their, you know. Divorces, let's just be honest, are real hard on kids, but we just have to work out. And a lot of times people that have that happen in a lower income bracket, it's a little more tougher. So the Boys and Girls Club steps up, helps with homework. They help with organized activities. They reward good behavior, like if good grades, stuff like that. It's a real good place for encouragement. And they also are, they keep an eye on the kids where they see if there's any trouble spots. You know what I mean? Where they may not have that eye on them. You know what I mean? Keeps an eye on them, where they're going, where they're headed. So I'm a big proponent of the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. If a lot of times, I think that's the reason why gangs and things appeal to a lot of the adolescents is because of that sense of family. And it's the wrong direction, you know, for them to take. But, you know, if it wasn't for these programs, like when I was a kid, I lived at the YMCA. I mean, that's where I went to swim and take different classes, and that was just what we did where I lived in Chattanooga. And if I had a dollar for every time I jumped off that diving board, I'd be a rich man. But all those things, even the after school programs that we don't have a YMCA here anymore.
Mm-mm.
I always wonder what they're going to do with that building. It's a great building.
It's a great building, but I don't know if it's a great location. Because, you know, that Burger King went out of business right there.
Yeah, well.
And then I don't think.
I think it was
Slim Chicken.
Yeah, it's kind of a congested area. It's not really. The YMCA I went to was more located in the heart of more residential areas instead of commercial area. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was in a commercial area, but.
Well, the one in Smyrna is off kind of a little. By itself.
Is it still open?
I think so. I think the way I'm seeing Smyrna is still open.
Yeah. So, anyway, but back to the whole thing about Bradshaw, it was, a guy came from very humble beginnings, and he's done a lot to give back and had some really funny stories. It was good to see a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time that work in all different areas all come together and support something like that.
Well, he definitely can speak, and he can definitely
I got a sense of humor for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it was very, and I don't think it was scripted. I mean, I think he was just coming right off of true heart and true feeling, and sometimes I like that. You know, I don't like it when you give a speech or you have to talk. You know, I want to hear it from the heart and the soul, not from the paper and the pencil.
No, and he had his way with a couple of people in the crowd that gave him a hard time.
Oh, it was funny. It was a really good time. But I had a good time. I laughed. I paid attention the whole time.
Yeah.
I saw the laughter on the people's faces around us. And yes, it was just
good. My dad, I was fortunate for my dad to come up. He grew up outside of Pittsburgh, and he's not a real starstruck person, you know, but he had a great time.
Yeah.
You know, especially when he comes up to our table.
Oh, yeah, that was great. You know, he didn't make it to every table.
No, I know, but.
So I figured that, you know, I was like, well, our table's on the end. I liked it being over on the end there on the side so he could get out and quickly or if you had to. But I think it was easier for him to make his rounds by walking around that
way. And you can tell, man, he's got some pains and aches from all those days, knee replacements and things like that. So, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show on WGNS.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Hi, I'm Joey Allison, VP and commercial lender at First National Bank of Middle Tennessee's Gateway Boulevard branch. If you need help with financing residential and commercial construction, come see me and find out what Premier Community Banking is all about in Murfreesboro. Please visit us at 1708 Gateway Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com.
First National Bank of Middle Tennessee.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And being a business that's been here for over 30 years, we're a small family-run, small business that truly believes that everyone needs to get out, do their homework, and vote. This is a very important election year, and from all of us at Toots, please do your duty and vote this year. Toots Restaurants, Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoken Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke at Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoken Associates.
Seasons don't feel the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't feel the reaper.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. In the studio today with Dean Higby, South Branch Nursery, myself, Dave Gilbert, F&B Mortgage, First National Bank of Middle Tennessee. Real estate market. Interesting. We're always wondering how long the continued supply versus demand and the increase in housing and pricing and all that's going to continue. And we had Edsel Charles come in to a special group meeting with us at the bank, and we're going to say about 2020 it's going to level off a little bit. It's still going to be a good market. It may not be as strong as it is now, maybe a 10-15% drop. Still nothing to panic about, nothing like before. This area has been, I guess the best way to say it, tagged as the best, one of the best places to live in the country. And that when you get that tag, if, as long as the planning is done right by the city and the governments, and things are done the right way, it will continue to be an enjoyable place to live. And we've done that here so far. I still can't say enough about the interchange there at Broad Street and Old Fort or 96 there, or Memorial and Broad Street, right down from the theater. It just makes the whole place totally different, and it's go right through there with the breeze. And I remember you'd have to wait sometimes two and three times at the light. So, again, you know, we've got new jobs. We've got a great economy here in Rutherford County. So, and it's not just our county. It's Wilson. But if you go into, like, Warren and down toward Coffee and stuff, things aren't as booming. But I do think those will become increasing markets in the next 10 years. I really think Manchester has a potential of really growing a lot because they're closer to the I-24. And let's be real, people commute. I got people that'll commute an hour one way, so that would still be about an hour from Nashville, or 50 minutes, depending on how fast you drive, still not out of the question. So still have a lot of area for growth outside of Rutherford County. It's hard to find a lot on the north side or anywhere really that's affordable. So incomes are increasing on the medium household income are increasing, but it's just kind of neat to see the growth. I would say the last couple of months, we've seen some of a shift a little bit in the prices. I think they're having to be readjusted a little bit on listings. I think we've kind of plateaued maybe a little bit. That's my opinion. But if you want the expert opinion, you can call Ann Hoke and Associates, Keller Williams. Go to annhoke.com, and they can they'll be glad to educate you and promote you and to get you where you need to be. They do free staging and to get your house sold for top dollar. But they also have a team of experts that will will facilitate you and handhold you, walk you through, and get you to what you want and try to meet your expectations. So give Ann Hoke and Associates a call. I've been working with them for, I guess, 10 years now. So I know what they're about, and a big, big help to the real estate market is having a good team like them. So, but as far as the market goes, rates are just, I deal with it daily. It's up and down. One minute I'm quoting 4.5 on a 30-year fix. The next minute it's 4.75 because we had some news come across. There's tariff problem. There's talk of this. There's talk of that, and uneasiness in the market. And so anyway, it's just still rates are still the long-term rate is still lower than the short-term rate. Prime is at 5%. You can get 4.75, 4.5 on a 30-year fix conventional. You can get 4.25, 4.375 on an FHA, 30-year fixed. 15 years, I quoted one the other day at 3.875. So you've still got a great, great interest rates out there. 15-year fixed, 3.875, and that's with no points. And that'd be an APR probably around 4.125. So still outstanding interest rates. Now, they're not as good as they were a year, 2 years ago.
Yeah, but they're not.
I mean, but, you know,
that
if you're buying
far off, either.
Well, if you can just quit going out to eat one time and save $100 or go to the Premier Six instead of the new theaters, and you can save the difference in your interest rate payment right there.
Well, really, a lot of people can. Some people don't have an income problem. They have a spending problem.
Yeah, that's bingo right there, buddy.
And you would be amazed how, it's just like a piggy bank. You start throwing change in it and don't touch it for a long, long time, and then a couple years later you'd be amazed how much money builds up. And that's just the little bitty change that that you don't even notice. But those things, like, used to, when I was growing up, we go out to eat one time a week. It'd be one night during the week to a restaurant. Every other time we cook.
You went out on Sundays after church, basically, and that was it. That was,
yeah,
for
or
me.
We'd do it Saturday, like a Saturday.
Now
night,
most families eat out probably five times a week, and I've done that, Dean.
They do lunch, and
I've sat down when appraisals come back short, and they've had to come up with some more money, and then I look at it, and I said, well, if we raise your payment a quarter, I can pay $2,500 more of your closing costs. They're like, man, but that puts my payment about $60 higher than I want it to be. And then I said, well, let's look at your bank statements. And I get real personal with them. I say, okay, well, you've been to Sonic four times. You've been to Starbucks three times. You've been to, If you'll go to Sam's and buy your coffee, and if you'll cook at home 2 days a week, you just made up the difference in your mortgage payment.
Oh, yeah. And I've been telling our guys that work, that you can't, you buy a drink at a convenience store, a Gatorade for $1.50, and you can get
A case
of them, and they're like, 30, 40 cents a piece, but it's discipline.
Well, Dave Ramsey will tell you that if you're going to the convenience store and buying soft drinks and Cokes and snacks, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not using your money wisely.
No, and you don't want to get to where, I mean, because what do you do when you pay for things like that? It is convenience. I mean, no matter how disciplined you are, you're going to have to do that sometimes if you want to get a cold drink and you don't have anything. But the thing is just those, just a few simple tweaks of your lifestyle can go a long way.
Well, you can,
my son Carson, which is here, he comes here a lot with us, you know, he loves going to Goodwill and, you know, just to find little projects. We do art projects and little, you know, things. And I'm going to tell you, I've started looking, you know, I thumped this and was like, man, there's a lot of people buying clothes. I'm talking, you know, brand name clothing. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, nice shirts, nice stuff for $2, $3. And you go to buy a shirt, like a good golf shirt, you know, it's going to be anywhere from $50 to $100.
Sam's. And Greg Norman from 1997.
Okay, go to Goodwill, and
it's,
I understand.
$1.
Dollar. Today's half price day. Like, that place is packed. We have one right by our nursery. You know, I mean, it's.
Oh yeah.
Like this Saturday, it's the first Saturday of the month, are 50% off, and man, it's. Now, what I'm saying is a balance between a few things. You know, and it's, we live in a day, it seems like everybody wants to keep up with the Jones, or you know, not offend anybody called Jones, because that's the old saying. You know,
we had lunch with one of our sponsors, and what I learned was I was not trying to keep up with the Joneses after that. You know, you have to appreciate what you've got and it's working, and you have to look at your, you know, quality of life where you're at and the risk that it takes. You know, when you start a new business like you have back when you were, how old were you?
23.
Yeah, it's different then. The risk doesn't, I mean, you're supposed to do it. But at 50.
But those principles is how I got to where I am.
Right, but at 50, do you want to start a brand new business and go out there and hit the streets?
No. But
that's what I'm saying.
At the same time, you got to think that 50 is not, you're not old.
No.
I mean, but do you have the, when you're in your 20s is the best time, when you're young.
I say 30s.
And you're not married and you don't have dependents on you. You have way greater chance to take risk and to do things that you don't once you have the, you know, if you have kids or you have a child or people that depend on you, it's a lot harder to go take those risks. Because if you fail, it doesn't just fail you. You fail, you know, there's a lot more to lose, but, the time to do it is when you don't have obligations as much.
Right. But you have all the knowledge now that you wish you had when you started.
Oh, no doubt.
Things would have been different. So there's kind of a catch-22 there. But with me wanting to, say, build a new theater or do that and take on land and a new construction cost, you know, is the stress worth it at this time in my life? And you know, the answer for me was no, but you know, that could change. The theater's doing well, even with the new theaters being open. We're still holding our own. That's thank you to all the loyal customers, 51 years. I'm doing good in the mortgage business, and so my wife has a good job. So,
but what you've done by you know, purchasing Premier Six from some, you know, you had a more of a connection than just a business thing there, but it was a smart deal to do. But you've diversified now. If housing, which you've been there when housing crashed and the recession crashed, now you've got a little bit more diversified opportunities. You know, not all your eggs are in one basket.
And the theater business is recession proof.
Yeah, everybody wants that little bit of get out of the rat race.
It's many vacations, even when times are tough and money's tight. You know, that's when, you know, you can, even the Nickelodeons and back in the early days in the Depression, they prospered because people had to just get away.
Well, that's one thing back on the real estate part of it, where prices now on housing. And it's not just how, I mean, it's all the materials that go in with it, all the things, land cost, development cost, everything has gone up at such a rate. And I do a lot of work, like I say, down in Nashville, the infield building. That market is slowing down tremendously. I know a few builders that are getting out of that because, you know, where they were making their money is when they were buying those houses at about half of where they are now.
Yeah.
And it comes out good for a person that lives in an older house that they gave $30,000 for back in the 70s, and someone gives you $400,000 for it, and they tear it down, they build $2 million houses. But that's so many people got into it. Now the price of it's been, yeah, it's oversaturated.
That's what happens.
So now, you know, that little run, it's going to still be there.
Is that I went to 12 South?
12 South, Edge Hill.
And I have a guy there selling his condo and for $649,000, I think.
Yeah, and that's kind of cheap for that area, really.
Well, anyway, I'm just saying, you know, 4 years ago,
but what I'm saying is
three something.
Oh, even affordable housing, which Old South, that's been their backbone. Uh-huh. You know, Evergreen Farms houses started back in the
70s. Yeah, how about?
And now they're two something, but it's not. It's just the way the market has gone, and the way, you know, 20 years ago. Yes, yeah. But all right, we're gonna take a break. When we come back, we'll pick up.
I got a good article that we're gonna go over.
All right.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About to check outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Hi, this is Dean Higby with Quality Land Management, a division of South Branch Nursery that has been serving customers in the Middle Tennessee area since 1992. Quality Land Management is a leading property maintenance, landscape, design, and installation firm. We provide a full menu of residential and commercial application, including general lawn maintenance, tree and shrub trimming, irrigation, fertilizing, and outdoor pest control. Our team of talented designers will consult with you to create a landscape within your budget that will be the envy of your neighborhood. We offer our service at a very competitive price. Our experience is beyond compare. For a free estimate, please contact us at 893-4030 or visit us on the web at qualitylandmanagement.com.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, a full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have a combined 10.5 acres with great plant material, mulches, landscape stones, and lawn decor. Here at South Branch Nursery, we specialize in hard-to-find trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, and edibles. Call us at 893-4030 to talk to one of our staff. We also have a full line of bagged and bulk soils, mulches, and rock, and even offer to deliver any of our products. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is always glad to help you create the lawn and landscape you've always wanted and assist you with your outdoor projects. We're open 7 days a week, and we're always online at southbranchnursery.com. Our landscape department is well-trained in design and installation of landscape, irrigation, and lighting. With 17 years' experience, we also design and install hardscapes like patios, walkways, and aquascapes. And once the work is done, our sister company, Quality Land Management, can help you maintain your landscape, whether it be commercial or residential. This is Josh inviting you to come see our South Church Street location, just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030. We also have two new locations in Brentwood and Franklin.
Our weekend special, in my opinion, is the best special that we've got. It's our imported Danish baby back ribs, slow cook for hours, fall off the bone, extremely lean, no gristle. Try our baby back ribs this weekend. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants, Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates, Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hogan Associates, Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. We're past halftime break into the third quarter. For you football fans out there are chopping at the bit like I am for football season to begin. I don't know. You know, every time the season's over, I'm like, gosh, man, what are we going to do? And before I turn around, it's back here again.
Yeah, I think your team's come out ranked number one again.
Well, I don't play for them, but yes, the one I pull for, yes. My team would be the F&B Mortgage team. Ah, got you on that one, brother. Yeah. Anyway, or the Premier 6 team.
Yeah. Well, what we were talking about before we went to the break was kind of the housing prices and things. And, I mean, now, you know, affordable housing's in the 200s. And to me, that's still, but rents, I mean, rents are, they on a payment for rent, an apartment, is that about equal to a 30-year payment on a?
It's actually a little bit more. It's probably to rent an apartment, it's probably about 10% more than a mortgage, if you have decent credit.
I'm catching up.
Like a two-bedroom apartment right now, at a nice place, was probably about $1,350.
No, it's not that. I know. I've got a guy that's. I have a friend that's looking. He just got a quote for a one bedroom apartment. The utilities are included, and it's a pretty nice apartment complex. But it's like $950 a month. But
well, my
what is a payment around $950 a month? What kind of house does that get you?
$140, $150.
Which that's the hardest house to find.
Oh yeah, but I've got
that's my suggestion was get you a roommate.
My stepson, his dad got a three-bedroom. I think they're paying close to $1,350 for a three-bedroom at an apartment complex.
Or townhome. Yeah, that's about right.
So you can buy $200,000 house for that?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on rate and credit.
I think that's the thing that
But I'll tell you, I've got a lot of work to do on my house. I mean – just buying a house doesn't mean you just sit
right
there.
Right. At some point, you got to roof it, and you got to upgrade things.
I got an estimate on my roof, and even though I have replacement cost, it's still expensive. I mean, a new roof on my house was about $28,000.
Yeah. I had to do mine back when we had the severe hailstorms, and, you know, that's about right.
But you had to I have to pressure wash. The sun beats down on the one side of my house on my garage doors, and the molding that goes around it has become warped.
Dry rotted,
so I've got to replace all that.
All the time on your house, the weather side, which is usually your west side, you know, that's usually our jet streams coming kind of from the Memphis area west, you know. That's the side of your house that really takes a pounding. Is the jet stream side. That's where the most of the time my house was built in the 60s, and you can look at the brick on that side versus the brick on the east side, and it looks 50 years.
It's amazing older. how much damage the sun can do.
And imagine the wind and the rain.
But imagine what that does with your skin when you're outside, you know, like your landscapers and stuff. They have to be protected.
Yeah, especially if you're bald like myself.
You know. I always, those guys that are still on the stand-up mowers, and I used to do that back in the day, and I love those things where you stand up on them. But they have their little
towel under
there. Then they have their they're wearing long sleeves and long pants. They don't wear shorts.
Well, if you look at the military, they're in the desert, and they're wearing the same thing. You can actually stay cooler by dressing like that. Now, me personally, I have a hard time dressing like that in the sun, but that's the recommended way to do it. But and not only, I mean, you think about back when I started my business, we push mowed everything, you know, and now we've got these nice equipment that does, and you can stand on it. And but even though you're doing that, it takes a wear on your body and your back and your knees and all that. But
well, did you know landscaping wanted me to get an office job? You know that, right? I was working for a landscape company, and we did all the...
A landscape company or a mowing company?
Both. Johnny John's Landscaping, they're no longer in business. But anyway, we had the contract for Forest Oaks Section 2. We had the contract for Georgetown Condos. We had the contract for Sanborn Hall.
I used to do all of those except for Forest Oaks.
And I would be the weed eater. And you just go, all the way around the building. And then you'd have to cut, and then I'd trim the bushes, and I was like, man, it's hot.
So if you're running a weed eater, Dave, if you're going down a landscape bed, which direction do you want to go? Do you want the bed or the grass to be on your right side?
The bed.
That's right, because you're a weed eater with though your... You don't want to go the other way.
Right. No, because you get in trouble. Yeah, you can't do that because
you get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Who's going to get you in trouble?
The homeowner when they come out and they go.
Or your boss, probably. Well, yeah. but it's going to make your job a lot harder.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think of that.
Well, just like when y'all cut my grass, you don't throw it in the pool.
I hope not.
Because.
But the wind's blowing really good. You never know.
But I did buy one of those robots for the pool, like a Robia for your, and it's awesome.
Oh, yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, they do good. But anyway, like I said, housing, though, has gotten to where.
Here's an article on housing from Business Insider. Housing market is raising a large red flag for the economy. So a report came out that the spurred presidential victory lapped over. It showed that gross domestic product had gone up to 4.1% annually, but you said that's because everybody jumped in before the tariffs hit.
Well, I said that's a little bit higher because of anticipation for the big tariffs on stuff. So there was a big load up of product before.
Right. Well, it says,
but that still doesn't make it was huge. The economy's great as far as that goes.
Right. But it had an ugly detail about the housing market that added an evidence of a slump. Residential investment, which includes construction and broker fees, shrank in the second quarter and for the third quarter at 3 out of 4 quarters. This is the worst housing affordability in nearly a decade, and rising mortgage rates, and you have a recipe for a slowdown. Chief economist Stifel, the housing market raises a large red flag about economic growth. So let's see here. One of the reasons is buyer's fatigue. And, you know, I never thought about that. They keep trying to find the right property, and they can't, you know, it's multi-offer. They can't get it. I've had people take 3, 4, 5 times before they get a property.
Well, I just want to interject something. The thing is, though, and you agree with this or disagree with it, the average population's patience has dwindled considerably. And the average person's work ethic has dwindled considerably. And everybody wants it now. They want it fast.
There's no patience and there's no effort.
And they don't want an excuse of, well, you know. You know, they're in the business we're in. We have bugs and pests and diseases and weather, and then human error.
It's in every line of work. Like if you go to the gym, you'll see people that you know they're taking something because they want quicker, faster results, and that's okay to a certain extent. But there's the effort and the commitment and all that has changed tremendously. People don't want to take the time, and nor do they have the patience anymore because it's called a cell phone.
You've had people on steroids forever, but
I'm just saying there's more supplements out there for bodybuilders than there's ever been.
Right, right.
There's more, you know, mattresses than there's ever been. There's more types of coffee than there's ever been. It's like everybody wants what they want when they want it.
But you just said it. What's the one thing in the last 20 years that has impacted our life the most?
Screens.
On all that? Screens.
Screens.
That's your phone, that's your TV, that's internet.
movie theater.
Yeah, but
car. Yeah. We're going to a break. We're going to wrap it up. I got a couple more interesting things about the housing market that they are predicting that's coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Rutherford Home Show. We'll be right back.
Nothing compares to the excitement of moving into a brand new home, especially when it's an Old South home. There's no denying it. New homes are better. When it comes to your biggest investment, buy smart and buy new. With an Old South home, you have reassurance that everything in your home is brand new. There's a higher level of satisfaction when you live in an Old South home because buying your Old South home is a celebration. Whether it's your first home, filled with children's laughter, or the home you choose to retire in, your home is where you'll celebrate life. Discover what they mean when they say Old South built it. With everything from maintenance-free townhomes to all-brick homes in every price range and over 20 communities in Middle Tennessee, you'll find one that's right for you. See new, touch new, live new, and know that when you get your keys to an Old South home, it's just the beginning of a relationship. So find your perfect home with Tennessee's number one home builder. Visit OldSouth.com for locations and more information. That's OldSouth.com. Old South built it. Built new, built for you, built for life.
Toots. At Toots, we've got some unique desserts. We get our cheesecake from Tennessee Cheesecake, made right here in Middle Tennessee. It's thick and covered with a delicious crust. We also have our popular Brownie Blast. Come and try Toots today. This is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. All of our food Toots. Is prepared fresh to order.
Good food and fun.
You're going to love it. Come eat with us at Toots Restaurants. Northwest Broad Street, Toots South on Church Street, and on Sam Ridley in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
Hello, I'm Colleen Clary with First National Bank of Middle Tennessee's Memorial Boulevard location across from the VA Hospital. Since 1874, we have been an independently owned community bank. We understand the challenges of managing your finances in today's economy. We recommend services and work to develop a financial goal tailored to fit your needs. Come see us at 3427 Memorial Boulevard or online at fnbmt.com. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
If you're planning to buy a home, choose a professional that will look out for you. Ann Hoken Associates has a proven track record of helping guide clients through the home buying experience. Whether buying your first home, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Ann's team will help you do it right. When it's your time to buy or sell, just ask Ann.
This is Ann Hoke of Keller Williams Realty. I would love to personally talk with you. Call me today at 397-4024. Sell faster and buy smarter with Ann Hoke and Associates.
All right, welcome back to the Rutherford Home Show. We're down in the fourth quarter for you football fans. Going into victory formation, hopefully.
We're going to call an audible here in a minute.
Nah, we're good. We're in victory formation. Blue Raiders, don't they open up with Vanderbilt? Check that out. I think I'm right.
I don't know, but this is
I think I'm right. Am I right?
We might need to keep on moving.
Anyway,
they usually do.
They open up with Vanderbilt. And where have they been playing? At Vanderbilt. So that'll be – and that's on the – is that the first or the 31st? First? What time's kickoff? I see. I told you.
That'd be a good
– 6:30 at night? That'd be a good one to go to.
That'd be a good win to start the season.
It would. So going back to buyer fatigue, existing home sales, which make up about 90% of the market. Now, think about that. 90% of the market's existing home sales. So does that mean 10% is new construction?
And that's not been what we've been experiencing here.
The market fell for a third straight month in June to an annual pace of 5.38 million units, according to the National Association of Realtors. Any new residential construction or housing starts softened in June to an annual rate of 1.17 million units, according to the Census Bureau in March. Starts were at an annual rate of 1.33 million. So it went from 1.33 to 1.7 million in June. Economists often caution against drawing board conclusions from monthly housing data because it's a volatile and often revised. But for several months now, the trend of many key indicators have been downward. We have officially arrived at a moment in housing market nationwide. He said sales in both the high and low ends of housing were slowly different, slowing for a different reasons. Luxury home sales in major markets, including Manhattan, Los Angeles, blah, 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 have cooled in uncertainty about the effects of the new tax law. I can agree with the new tax law. At the cheaper end, the market has crossed an affordability threshold, and we talked about that over and over again. It's not affordable as it been. It's the worst it's been in 10 years. Remember when we said the affordability index was at all-time high? What was that, 7-8 years ago?
Yeah.
And now it's at all-time. Yeah.
But that's where if you bought then, when we were sitting here saying the best time to buy a house is today, and it still is. I mean, you still think, okay, but there's going to be a point where your purchase price is not going to be what your sales price, and that's...
Let me get this off my mind before I forget it as I get older in age. I have a feeling, and it is that the housing market, with what I just read, it's going to be harder. What it says at the end here, now listen to this. It's getting harder to buy a home, and that fewer Americans are succeeding at it. That means we're going to probably see, and I hate to say this, more relaxed underwriting guidelines. We're going to have programs open up to make it affordable for people.
History repeats itself.
And I'm cautious about that, okay? Because here's the thing. Big banks, not me. I'm not a big bank.
Big everything.
They want to keep their profits rolling in, and they'll find a way to adjust. So that means there may be some down payment assistance.
What's that movie, The Big Short?
Mm-hmm. So that kind of concerns me, that when we see this happening, people will step in and say, well, how can we make it more affordable? Well, we'll not count, but, you know, this on a guideline, or we'll ease it up a
little
bit.
We'll put a 3-year shingle on the roof.
Instead of requiring 2 years out of bankruptcy, they may go 1 year out of bankruptcy. That opens up another 15% buyers, which is probably not a good idea. I like the 2-year out of Chapter 7 on the FHA. Lax guidelines. I've got people that are sending me stuff wanting me to sign up a program. It's a bank statement. Don't worry about income. A bank statement. If you have
a bank statement, doesn't show a lot.
But as long as you have X amount of dollars in a bank statement, you can show you've consistently had it for 6 months.
But no verifiable income.
And you know what? It's all about cash flow, people. Let's be real. And people understand it. Well, I got $1 million. Yeah, but you're living off that $1 million. You don't have a cash flow. So if they put it in an annuity or something that pays them a dividend each month or interest each month where they can use that interest and qualify, then we can use that as income. And then but you've got to be, cash flow is where it's at. So, we used to do the stated income, stated asset, and I hope and pray that does not come back. I mean, just because you have a 750 score, you shouldn't be able to state your income. State means you just tell us.
Let me ask you a question, because I have a zero credit rating, as you know. If I was to start today and go get a credit card in my name, and I mean, I've got a debit card, but that doesn't go. But how long would it take someone to build a perfect credit score from a zero credit score? 6 months?
6 months.
I go down here to the
perfect.
I go get a, buy something and finance it, and I pay it off, a little 6-month loan here, 6 months. But what I'm saying is, to get a great credit score, how long would it? 6 months. So that's what you're saying is, I mean, you've got to have that cash flow.
Yeah. You got to have the cash flow. As a lending perspective, cash flow is what caused the economy to fall. It's because the loans that were made with stated income, stated asset, fast and easy, Countrywide had. It was just, if you had a credit score and you put down 20%. I mean, there was no documentation like there is today of funds, where it came from. Patriot Act put into play that we had to verify large deposits. You had to track money laundering and terrorism. And I mean, we've got all these red tape things that we have to do today. Fraud alerts. We've got a one that's a fraud alert right now. A guy used a 20-year-old disabled Social Security number to buy a house. What do you do? You know, you're people are going to try to beat the system, but I find that the economy does, you know, if our economy is slowing down because of lack of demand and affordability, then we can fix that. But when we start doing programs that are putting people in bad loans, then we're really digging a hole, not just for the customer, which we shouldn't be doing that. We're digging a hole for the country. And when it almost took this country down in the economic sector, as you all know, the bailouts and all the first-time home buyer grants that they were given, like the 8,000. Remember that grant back in 2009, 2010? I just don't see the reason for us to I think the guidelines right now, there's a few conditions that I get that I think were kind of, you know, let's be honest, ridiculous, but I'm not an underwriter. But when you start cutting the whole programs, guidelines in order to fill in more buyers, are we doing it for profit, or are we doing it for the right reason? That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
You know, I don't want to, there's got to be a filter system. You can't let everybody in your front door. You have to, you know, have to be who's there to you know what I'm saying? You just can't open the gates to let anybody, not everybody can buy a house and should buy a house. And like, just like college, we talk about it, not everybody should go to college. It's a waste of money.
It is.
It's a lot of money. You could go to a trade school for $2,500 a year.
It's got its place, but it's just been, I think the whole college thing has been a little bit devalued by the saturation of everybody should go to college right now, the best thing somebody could do, the medical field, not, you don't have to be a doctor, you don't have to be a physician assistant, but just working in the medical field as a tech or anything, that seems to be one of the fastest growing good paying jobs out there. Do you see a lot of people in that?
I do. At the end of the day, you're not going to be successful unless you know what you want to do. You know,
you're not going to be successful either if you're not doing what you're passionate about.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. I got people that do a great job at working Nissan, but I'm sure they didn't wake up and decide they were going to work at Nissan. I'm not saying that's not a good job, but a lot of people do a job for the money, not for the passion. And I think that's where you lose focus and then you burn out quickly.
Well, yeah, you're going to enjoy your life. And it's not, to me, it's not about money. It's more about happiness and enjoying what you do.
I've been trying to convince my wife to get a trailer on the Smith County or whatever by the, on the lake, and let's just keep it simple.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long drive to work, though.
I don't have to work. I'm just saying, I don't. There's a lot
you can move into a tiny house.
Yeah, that's right. Get you and Carson to build it for me.
We got one.
Yeah. Okay.
We're gonna put it on wheels next. And then. All right. Well, listen. Kind of a little rambling show today, but it's good to be back in the studio after several weeks. And hope everybody has a great weekend. And
big shout out to our sponsors, Old South Properties. Looking for a home, build a custom or first time home buyer in between, go check them out online, Old South. They got some great communities, great products. They're probably the most affordable you're going to find with the quality that you're going to get. So, Old South Properties, we got Toots that we like to big. Shout out to Premier Six Theater. Check them out. All these are locally owned businesses. F&B Mortgage, my bank, First National Bank. Construction loans, any kind of loan you need, we can help you out there. South Branch Nursery has one of the best selections of plants. No tax, because they are a grower on plants, so no tax. And you're going to get a quality plant that's going to probably last longer. You still have to take care of it. It's not maintenance free. Okay, but if you want a maintenance-free yard, you need to call Quality Land Management, which is a sister company of South Branch, and they'll make your whole yard maintenance-free, because they'll take care of all the maintenance for you, and they do a great job on my house and several people I know. Am I leaving anybody out?
Nope. Time to sign off.
All right, we appreciate you listening. We'll see you next time on the Rutherford Home Show.
He's pounded down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard.